Georgia is sending Nutser with Firefighter to Eurovision 2024, but will she be lighting up the stage with her performance? Let's review Eurovision. So, yes, Georgia is sending Nutser with Firefighter to Eurovision this year. Now, it's been a long old streak since Georgia last qualified for the final. But will this entry change their fortunes? Jack, what do you make of it?
Well, if you're a veteran watcher of this channel, you'll know that I don't really get on very well with Georgia's Eurovision entries. I rarely ever like them. In fact, you could probably count on one finger the number of Georgian Eurovision entries I've liked. So it gives me great pleasure to say that I do really enjoy this. I think it's a great little new direction for Georgia to be sending in. And I don't know whether it's because it's a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit poppier than they normally send. I mean, Georgia has quite a niche musical taste as a country at Eurovision. Their junior Eurovision stuff is quite interesting as well, but it goes, I don't know, it's just better generally. It just never seems to quite click at Eurovision, but there's something really just poppy about it. She gives it a lot of energy. I mean, it's a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit basic, going for a bit girl boppy. The lyrics are not exactly, four dimensional, but I think she gives it some welly, and it's the type of thing that I think Georgia should be sending a bit more if they actually want to be qualifying. And certainly it makes me vibe along to it. That first chorus when the sirens kick in the video when she does that, I am like, Queen, she's slaying it. I am very much on board with this in a way that I haven't for a Georgia Eurovision entry for quite some time. So this is a good direction, a very positive and very welcome change for Georgia. And I'm thrilled that I actually, for a change, actually do like one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in kind of complete agreement. I wonder whether it's one of those where, because we're so used to not liking Georgian Eurovision entries, whether we're doing the kind of reverse of what we do with like Italy and Sweden, where we're holding them to a kind of a lower standard and going, oh, this is a pleasant surprise, rather than kind of judging others harshly like we do with Italy and Sweden. But yeah, I think she gives it some welly. It should be a kind of powerful performance. It is kind of, yeah, it's not groundbreaking as a girl bop, but it's a decent enough attempt. And I kind of, yeah, I enjoy it as well. And I don't know if that's kind of, I'm enjoying it more because normally I don't particularly enjoy Georgian entries, but there we are. Now it's going in semi-final two. As we've said, that's the kind of trickier of the two, and it's going 11th. Do you think they'll finally break out of the semi-finals and get to the final? And what would you rank it?
So I'll start with my ranking. I am going to give this an 8, actually. I think it's you're pulling a slightly grimaced face if I can't tell whether it's shock or disgust.
I'm muted. No, it's a surprise. It's just it wasn't.
I mean, I think maybe it is because you're right. We do hold Georgia to a lower standard because we're just not a fan of it generally. That actually, when they send something, that I'm now overcompensating a little bit. But certainly when it's on, I'm sort of vibing along to it. And she can sing it well when we've heard her perform. She's a good singer. She'll give it a lot of choreography. She'll give it a lot of, Eleni style hairography probably. And she will give it some welly. And I think it is promising from Georgia. That said, I think they've got just very, very, very unlucky that they're in this semi-final. I think if this was semi-final one, this would sail through. But it's just such a competitive show that I think it might struggle, and I hate to say it because it deserves to go. I would say it deserves to go through, but I just have my doubts. And it would be a shame because Georgia are tied with Latvia in having the longest non-qualification streak. They both haven't seen the final since 2016, and this is by far their best entry, of the last 10 years, I reckon. So it would be a big, big shame if this doesn't qualify. I just think they've got unlucky being in the semi-final of death. So I'd like to see it go through. If it does qualify, I don't see it doing all that much in the final because it will sort of get drowned out by everything else. It might be a show opener. Who knows? But I certainly like it. It's an 8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I mean, for me it's a 7, so I'm slightly less enthusiastic, but still kind of pretty decent. And yeah, I worry that it'll get kind of, that it won't quite make it through in that semi-final. If it was in the first one, completely agree, it would have sailed through. But it is just kind of, it depends what they do. And I don't feel like Georgia has the best reputation when it comes to staging and elevating a performance. So I do kind of worry about that. But the fact that they seem to be kind of trying to make something a bit more Eurovision friendly gives me kind of higher hopes for how staging will go. But I wouldn't want to put money on it either way as to whether it gets through. But yeah, if it does, it's not going to do particularly well in the final. But hey, it would have at least got there. Which would be a nice change for them.
So we're pretty much on board with it then. I think a combined score of 15 there puts it so far, with a few reviews left to go, in our top 10 for the year. Which is pretty, I don't know whether that's, I think it might have happened by accident because we're sort of fairly split on other ones, but we are certainly on board with Georgia. We would quite like to see it in the final then. Do you think it stands a much of a chance in that very difficult semi-final? Do let us know in the comments. Do you think we're overpraising? Do you think we're undervaluing? Do let us know as well. You give us a like, and if you subscribe, hit the bell, you'll get notified every time we upload new videos. Check us out in podcast form as well. This video will become an audio if you don't want to look at us. You can listen to us there as well, for wherever you get your podcasts. So thank you very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.